The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 4 of the addiction recovery program.
My name is Rich.
Hey, Rich. Hi, Rich.
I am a child of God and a recovering drug addict. I'm grateful to be here with you guys tonight. I love you very much. Step 4 took me about 6 months before I would even consider doing it. And I felt like I had made these first three steps, and I was standing on this third step. And I'm looking up, and I can see the Savior standing 12 steps from the bottom. And the next step, I believed, was so insurmountable. Felt all these fears and anxiety, but I was willing to do whatever it took. And I started that step forward. Those feelings that I had at the time, there's a song that I love. It's called Not the Only One, and talks about Moses standing at the edge of the sea. And the lyrics say, "There's a man who is standing at the edge of the sea with thousands of people leaning on him." And I knew what that felt like. I knew what it felt like to have my back up against the wall. I knew what it felt like to have these armies rushing on me, nowhere to go. But in the song, it also says that I'm not the only one who has ever been cornered when suddenly God split the sea. And when I got to that edge, I'd be willing to do what it took to ask the Lord to split the sea for me and ask for that help, ask for that help to make it through. And I made it through on dry ground, made it through on that dry ground. And I learned so much about myself. About a year and a half ago, we moved into this new house. It was beautiful. And as we were getting ready to move, I went through all of my stuff that I had for years and years. And I found these boxes that I hadn't opened in 3 and 4 years. And I looked at them and I thought to myself, there's nothing that I've needed in here for the last 4 years. Do I need it now? And those boxes that I left taped up, I threw them away. Then there was boxes that I would open, I would take one look at and realize that there was nothing in there that I needed anymore. There was nothing that I needed in my new life and in my new home that was something that I wanted as part of my life. And that was ultimately what I found to be the case as I went through my life in this step four, in this inventory, as I would open up these parts of my life, these boxes and these things that I hadn't used or hadn't looked at in years, I'd realize there was nothing in there for me. That there was no more purpose for me to do that. And I got rid of them. I got rid of those things. I was willing to give them up. The things that I took with me, there wasn't a lot. There wasn't a lot, to be honest. But the things that I kept mean so much to me. Because I know that they're useful to me today. I know that they're things that I can use on a daily basis. It's that same thing that I learned in this program. I have these strengths. I'm very stubborn. I'm a very stubborn individual. And that helped me get through step four. I'm very thorough. I'm very detail-oriented. That also helped me get through step four. I had all these strengths that I found, strengths and gifts, really gifts of the Spirit that I was given to help me get through that process. I just want to testify about my own knowledge that this is part of the atonement, to go through and to look at what it is to keep and what it is to get rid of and to turn things over to the Savior. I'm grateful for this part of the program, for this aspect of it, the opportunity to do an inventory and to learn so much about myself. I was so afraid to look in that mirror and do that inventory. But when I did, I looked back and I saw myself waiting for that change. I testify of the atonement of Jesus Christ in my life and its availability to everyone. I say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, Rich.
The full episode for Step 4 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.